Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, it's 9 a.m., and the pet experts are in the building. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Now, here are your hosts, Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee. Have you been able to enjoy the coming of spring, the warmer weather, the, like, maybe you don't have to wear as thick a coat as you have been?
No, not yet. I still have continued that. But the one thing I will say that reminds me of spring that I have been able to do is my wife is fantastic about keeping feeders up for the birds for most of the, what I would describe as spring, winter, or spring, summer, fall. And she was out there working away, getting all the stuff ready and picked up the food for them. And it's like a ritual where she's got certain birds she's going for in March. April 15th, she immediately turns to hummingbird time. And then it's Baltimore Oriole time. And it's amazing because I have been so privileged to get to see incredible birds, pileated woodpeckers, just amazing stuff, partially because I live near water.
Yeah, I was going to say, you live by a river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so as a result of that, I get to see them. There's also a lot of woods because I live by a state park as well.
Yeah.
But bottom line is, it's such a privilege to be able to look at, and I just think so many people don't realize it. And I guess I was fortunate because I spent a lot of my younger years going up north, and my mother-in-law had a place out by where the Kirtland warblers nested, and they were a near extinct bird. And I got to tell you, when you've got a near extinct bird right by you, you keep your eyes open.
Yeah. So we're you actually get a weekend, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't. No, so as a general rule, do you get outside? Do you kind of wander through the woods? Do you just walk the dogs? Or what's a personal experience for Lee Cohen during this time of year? Are you enjoying some of this stuff?
Yeah. Well, usually if the dog is out, I'm out with the dog because I don't want trouble. And so the best way to prevent it is to see it. So I'm out there with him, but I have a back deck behind my house, and I will frequently sit out on the back deck, and we've got a number of old trees. I mean, very old, couple hundred year old trees.
Right.
And it's just, it's a pleasure to sit there and watch because you just never know who's going to come flying up there. And as a result of it, I've tried paying a little bit of attention to the subject and learning a little bit so that I know what to look for when.
Well, I don't have, a lot of time out in the woods, but I do happen to have some friends that definitely do that. And one of them that I really admire is Kirby Adams. He worked for us for a number of years and was a saltwater expert, but then went off to kind of explore the world practically, traveling everywhere to see birds. And this guy is extremely brilliant as an individual. So I always love getting him on the show because there's always a perspective that that you feel pretty confident that this guy knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, no question about it. I've always found talking with Kirby about this subject to be, I don't think there's anything I'm going to ask him about that he doesn't know about or hear about. And that's amazing because, like I said, I'm not just seeing it in passing life. I'm actually looking for certain things. So
we also have Harris Nature Center back. That should be a fantastic listen. So if anybody's familiar with Harris Nature Center, you're going to love hearing what we have to say. And if you aren't familiar with Harris Nature Center, you're going to love hearing what we have to say. And that's just one perfect place to kind of explore the birds as well.
Well, and actually, you will love what we say because they're going to talk about programs in May or in March that allow you to go out with experts and actually learn about songbirds, hear them, see them, all of the stuff that people would want to know but don't. They're going to have an expert to go with them on a custom trip. So it should be an amazing show this week. We'll talk with Kirby Adams, and then we've got Katie Adams. No relation, I don't think.
Nope.
But bottom line is, it's going to be a great show this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link.
Tweet, tweet. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the